Well, thanks for showing up.
Hey,
it's
good to be here.
Beautiful outside.
It's good to be heard. Yeah, what a great day.
I agree. So
is spring finally here? Because we had another snowstorm over the weekend.
You know, I'm not going to quantify that with an answer yet.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. We need to enjoy our spring days because everybody who lives in North Dakota knows that at any time you can have a blizzard.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a blizzard in every month of the year.
Except August, I think.
Nope, including August.
Oh, we have
including August. August, yep. So the thing is, you can say that, but what I'm saying is, live for the moment, people. Enjoy these beautiful days.
Sha la 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 la.
Live for today.
Yeah, you got to appreciate what you got when you got it.
Exactly.
As Osama bin Laden learned the hard way over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I don't know. What
I don't know.
Whether
it was at Royal, I understand there was that big wedding thingy over in England.
Yes,
Merry
there
old
was.
England.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I watched it. You did not. I understand that. You're a dude. I'm a chick. What can I say? I didn't watch it. You know, a lot of women were watching it for the dresses. And although I thought Kate's dress was positively beautiful.
I'll take your word for it.
It was. But I watched it to kind of read the signals of Kate and William together. To read the signals of their relationship to see how solid it appears.
Details, and, please.
Well, we will on my show.
Oh, well, the heck with you. I thought I was going to get a free ride there.
Yeah, no, that ain't
happening. To talk about stuff for the next 2 hours, and I just put my feet up and chill.
Yeah, well, that's what we do in my show.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. In your show, you do the work, and I put my feet up and chill.
So we're going to talk about guy stuff.
We are?
Stuff getting blown up and people getting shot in the eye.
Okay.
And thrown in the ocean.
All right.
They weighed that sucker down with stones and sent his ass to Davy Jones.
That's right.
And all they'll ever find.
Or to Allah.
And all they'll ever find. Did he see Allah? Not if Allah saw him first. I'll bet. did you hear the other story about Osama bin Laden? He got to the pearly gates.
Yeah.
And this guy came out. It was George Washington.
Really?
And he said, "How dare you attack my country, sir?" And he started beating the crap out of him.
George started beating the crap out of Osama?
Yeah.
In heaven?
Well, here...
They're at the pearly gates.
There's a story behind the story here.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So anyway, George left. Osama's sitting there like, what was that all about?
Was that a WTF moment?
You could say that. So then who comes out but Thomas Jefferson?
Really?
He says, "How dare you defile my country, sir?" And starts beating up on him, pummeling the crap out of him.
Wow.
And then he leaves. And then who comes out? Stonewall Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Great general from the Civil War. He says, "You, sir, are a scoundrel of the lowest order." And he draws a sword, and he doesn't hack him with a sword, but he just beats the crap out of him.
Okay.
Robert E. Lee comes out, does the same thing.
Okay.
Basically, what they found out, after this had gone on for quite a while here, St. Peter came by, and Osama said, "Well, what's the deal?" He said, "Well, these are your 72 Virginians." Yeah, thank you. Be here all week. Try the shrimp.
Oh, boy. Make sure you tip your waiters and waitresses because they work really hard because they hear this bit like 70 times a night.
Yeah, we're going to take a very low-key, subtle approach to tonight's
we
program.
We are. Yes, we are.
We got some goodies to give away. I thought we'd do a little contest on the radio tonight.
Okay.
Osama's last words.
Ooh.
What were his last words?
Yes, and there is no right or wrong answer.
Yeah, just that we're looking for the funniest answer,
we're looking
obviously.
For the funniest answers.
A guy I know from California named Howard Hoffman, he's a radio and voice guy on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
You hear him on a lot of commercials and stuff. He started this string, whatever you call it.
Stream,
no. Thank you.
No, it's a string. You're right.
Whatever.
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Yeah.
He started this on Facebook.
Thread.
He said, OBL's last words, and he threw in
a
couple to start. Thread. That's
it's
what we're looking
thread.
For.
It's a thread.
Yeah. Yeah, he's starting a stream. It sounds like, I don't know, they drank a lot of prune juice or something.
Mm-hmm. You can Google it and steal other people's. We're not going to know the difference.
Yeah, that's okay. But basically, we've got some stuff. We've got, some DVDs. Which we don't have with us tonight, but we'll pick an appropriate one for you.
And we have T-shirts.
We do have those
with
us here tonight.
We have URL T-shirts to give away.
Great red and white color.
Red and black.
They're red and black.
They're red and black.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Red with black lettering.
Okay.
They're very bold. They're very beautiful. And
they are.
They are part of the now with it generation of clothing today. Yeah. So to own one and have one given to you is like one of the hugest honors in the world.
It is to be truly hep to the jive and 23 Skidoo.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
I should give out the number here since we're
going
to do the Osama contest. Osama's last words. I'll give a couple to start to prime the pump here. Howard gave this one. He said, anyone here? Front door. Oh, crap. I'll get it myself.
Okay.
So if you got one better than that, I'd love to hear it.
But I'm bumching.
701-751-0838. Love to hear from you. A couple others here. Somebody wrote in, Deb wrote in, who has change for the pizza guy? I got it last. And here's another really good one from Adler. About a bad feeling about this.
Yes.
I love that.
About a bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Anyway, we're going to set that aside, and we will just keep that open throughout the next 2 hours
if
you'd like to call in.
Give us a call. Osama bin Laden's last words.
Yes.
We want the funniest responses, please.
Yes.
Actually, all callers will receive a gift tonight.
So. That's right.
Because we like to kiss up to our listeners. So, basically.
We are shameless suck-ups on this program.
We certainly are.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're brown nosers in a big way.
701-751-0838. Love to hear from you. We should mention also that here in Bismarck, coming up on Thursday, we've got our own Cinco de Mayo celebration.
Yes, we do.
You are going to be out and about doing some other things, but I'll probably stop by at
some point. My wonderful husband will be there with Stacy Sturm live at Taco Del Mar, starting at noon, from noon to 4. You can celebrate, and at this for this year, it's not going to be called Cinco de Mayo.
No.
It's going to be called Cinco de Mondito Burrito.
Oh.
Which is their huge 5-pound burrito.
That's Spanish for big ass burrito.
2 pounds of meat, 2 pounds of cheese, 2 pounds of rice, 2 pounds of salsa. And if you can eat it in half an hour or less, you get it free. 5 pounds of burrito.
5 pounds of burrito.
And you
have half an hour to eat it?
Half an hour to eat it. If you can eat it in 30 minutes or less.
What happens if you get
sick?
You
get it free.
I guess you lose.
I don't know. But anyway, the point is you need to go down there. It's the Mondito Burrito Challenge.
Yeah.
This Cinco de Mayo, Thursday from noon to 4, URL Radio will be broadcasting live. And there will be all kinds of people from URL Radio down there. So you can meet us, you can greet us, and we can cheer on our favorites for the challenge. And let's see who wins.
All righty. URLradio.net, the more hits we play, the more hits we get. What were Osama's last words? You come up with a really funny one. Get on the blower and call Lissa and myself here at 701-751-0838. We've got some of our URL Radio T-type shirts to give away.
Yes.
And maybe a little we have DVDs to give away, right? Well,
yeah,
we'll save those.
I just don't know where they are right now. But okay. I know we have a buttload of them, but I just don't know where I have them.
They're at the house somewhere in that big...
I think they're in a box.
House in a box.
I can find them.
Underneath a big pile of crap.
We have like Jackass 4.
Yeah.
We have some chick flicks.
We have some Eastwood films.
We have some horror flicks. We have some Eastwood films. Yeah, we have a lot of stuff we can give away.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yes, my darling husband there.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody said that to Osama right before they plugged him?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's what Osama said. Go ahead, make my day.
No, what Osama said was, give up, in my eye I'll give up. And he said, well, okay. Damn your eyes. There you go.
I am Muslim, an eye for an eye.
Well, I loved it. The scene from outside the White House on Sunday night. And by the way, it was interesting how you and I found out about this.
Yeah.
We are watching a really lame episode of CSI Miami.
Yeah, we were.
And the timing was perfect because just to the point where I'm thinking, this thing with Caruso can't get any worse. It was a really lame, stupid plot.
We were not really watching it out of enjoyment. We were watching it out of horror and awe and shock and going like, I mean, is this really not going to get any better?
It's like watching somebody get run over by a train.
Exactly.
It's just, it's loathsome. It's offensive.
Yes.
Yet somehow you can't look
away. Yeah.
But anyway, then the NBC broke in and they said, first thing they said.
It was CBS.
Was it CBS?
Yeah,
you're right.
I know it was.
NBC
was
watching some other show. No, NBC, was that the Trump show?
Yes. That was Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah. And CBS was Miami CSI.
By the way, did you see those clips of Trump sitting there while Obama was tearing him a new one?
Yeah. Did you see his hairline? I swear to God, you could land a 747 on that strip. I mean, come on. It was like a ducktail.
Well, it tickled me about the
really
whole thing.
It was really wild.
What tickled me about the whole thing was Trump sat there, didn't crack a smile the whole time.
Oh, I know.
He just looked perpetually pissed.
Well, doesn't a man always look perpetually pissed?
Oh, pretty much.
I swear, he looks like he's constantly constipated.
I think what happened was he woke up a few years ago and realized that he was not half the businessman, nor for that matter half the man his father was or ever will be.
Well, yeah, I mean, once you realize you're not God, it kind of, you know, humbles you.
Well, you know how Trump got his small fortune. He started off with his dad's big fortune.
Oh, and now he has a small fortune.
Bingo.
Yeah, great business.
I can say that because I used to live and work in Atlantic City,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, is Mr. Trump's old haunting ground, his old stomping ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there in the early 90s. It's been about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I remember people saying at the time, you know, this Trump guy coming in here, making all this noise, buying up these casinos, he's a poser.
Yeah.
He's all talk.
Right.
He's got some money, but you know most of it is just his mouth.
He's got
going.
More money than sense.
You know who the guy, exactly. You know who the guy was at the time who was really calling the shots in Atlantic City as far as money was concerned?
Have no idea.
The real deal in Atlantic City in the early 90s when Trump was making all that noise.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was really getting it done, Merv Griffin.
Oh, that, yeah, right. Merv, I did know that. Yeah.
Merv owned a ton of property in Atlantic City at the time.
Merv was a fabulous businessman.
He was.
I mean, he knew entertainment. He
yes.
knew business. He put them both together in a
yeah.
really lucrative way.
I don't know what he ever saw in Zsa Zsa. Well, I think Zsa Zsa was his beard. That's what I always heard.
Oh, okay.
And we can say that now that Merv is no longer with us.
Merv
and
was gay.
He can't sue us. Well, let's just say that there's a lot of speculation
okay.
going around that Merv was not the marrying kind.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean he was gay. That might have just meant that he liked to screw around.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
You know.
But, I'm just saying that's what people said at the time.
But even if he was gay, there's nothing wrong with that.
A, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, good-looking guy.
I like Merv. I like Merv now. I think he was
guy.
A really cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Evidently a top. Good-looking guy.
Okay.
Then again, I have been wrong. Rock Hudson was not a top from what I understand. So,
whatever you say.
Okay, moving right along because we need to not, you know, go in that direction.
URLradio.net. The more hits we play, the more hits we get. We are celebrating the death of you-know-who by having a little contest on the radio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not actually on the radio, though. We're on the internet.
Yeah, we're having a
webcasting
contest.
Which is better than being
on
the radio.
Yeah.
We can
be
heard.
We are webcasters.
We are serving the universe.
We are. We're serving, well, I think we're serving the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we reach as far as the universe, darling.
I don't know. I think they're, I don't think they, I think you're still dial-up on Mars.
Is there any intelligent life beyond this Earth? Then please call us at 701-751-0838. Let's talk.
I'd be happy to hear some intelligent life on Earth, frankly. Yeah, what, me curmudgeonly? Oh, goodness, no.
Hey, it is a lovely night, and we are at 322 Broadway Avenue.
Oh, I got another one. Got another
well,
one.
Well, hang on. Just hold
Osama's
that thought.
Last
I'm
word.
Talking. I'm okay. talking, so hush. Anyway, and we are down here on 322 Broadway Avenue, and right now we are being visited by several ghosts who keep coming in the front door. If you guys want to come down and meet the ghosts and meet us, come on down to 322 Broadway Avenue. At some point, I've got to go out and talk to them. But
are we being haunted by the ghost of Osama bin Laden?
No, I doubt that's who
he's still pissed off that he didn't get his 72 virgins?
No. I don't think it's Osama.
Okay.
Geographically, we're a little far from
No, actually, what happened, the front door, the tension thingy on the door broke. So there's nothing to keep the door closed. So every time a little breeze blows by, and this being North Dakota, you know, we are the Saudi Arabia of wind, or so it's called. And every time we get a little wind goes by, the door flies open.
Okay, I'm sorry. I believe it's ghosts. And that's what I believe. So
okay.
just you can have your little excuses and your little, you know, exclamations and your little ideas. But I believe we're being visited
yes.
by ghosts, and I'm happy about that because I'd like to go meet them. You may move on to whatever you were going to say before. Well, you rudely interrupted me.
Well, I was going to say that we're having a contest.
We're having a contest.
For the best punchline here of Osama bin Laden's last words.
Yes.
Right before they moved in and shot his eyeball out.
Yeah.
And that was that. Then they weighed him down with stones and threw his ass in the ocean.
Yes.
I love that.
And you have roughly an hour and a half.
Yeah.
To come up with that and then call us at...
Well, just what off top of your head. Just come up with
top
something.
Of your head. We just want some fun stuff tonight. That's all. 701-751-0838. Give us a call and you can win a DVD and a T-shirt.
Yep.
And
whatever we feel like giving you, we'll give you.
Well, no, we'll give you anything you want, actually.
Yeah, we got
roughly,
DVDs.
Within reason.
We got here are the basic choices. We got chick DVDs. We got dude DVDs.
That's right.
We got one of the Jackass movies. We have
like four of the Jackass 4 movies.
And we've got a couple of Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah.
With Clint.
We've got a nice variety of movies.
And we do have the Chickie
Pie
movies.
And we have T-shirts.
Yes.
We have T-shirts. So... you know, if you don't like the movie, you can go take it down to Blockbuster and I think get a couple of bucks for it. So, you know, you can recycle it that way if you choose.
Okay, quick break coming up. Oh, okay. I got one more. I got another line.
Okay.
Osama bin Laden's last words, he said, "Oh, it's you. Thank God. I thought it was Jehovah's Witnesses."
But I'm bumching.
URLradio.net. More conversation. Your calls coming up.